Progress Test 8.
Stacey Kelly is a typical teenager. Her friends tell us she's passionate and spontaneous, outgoing and considerate. Oh, and pretty stubborn at times too. And it's probably a good job that Stacey is all these things because she's a teenager with a plan. Here to tell us more about it is Stacey herself.
Hi.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I have a rare disorder called ITP, which prevents my blood from clotting properly. As a result, I bruise easily, and if I ever cut myself, then it's really hard to stop the bleeding. It's something I have to live with, and while there's no cure, it's manageable with drugs.
That sounds tough.
As it isn't a common disease, very little research has been carried out into its causes or its treatment.
And that's what you're campaigning to change?
Absolutely. Experts are able to describe the symptoms and progress of the disease, but not why it happens to certain people. And while, as I said, there are treatments out there, they don't always work with everybody. We're all unique, you know, and many people I've spoken to have problems getting the right balance of drugs for them. Different people need a different mix of drugs. I also want more people to know about ITP.
That's important to you, is it? That people know what you have?
Well, yes. I know people hate hearing about diseases, but it's important for people to understand chronic diseases like mine. Some people with my condition feel isolated and misunderstood because nobody has any awareness of their problem.
I can see why. So, what have you done to educate people about your disease? I'm imagining a big poster campaign or a sponsored event of some kind. I know people go on long-distance sponsored walks to raise awareness.
That's not something I'm into, to be honest. The internet is great for spreading the word. I've used social media sites to get in touch with as many fellow sufferers as I can, and we've formed an online community. If I feel down or need advice, they're always there to put their arm around me. We help each other get things done too. For example, I'm not very good at the technical side of things, but I've been able to get some of my new friends to design a website and post a short awareness video I made.
A video?
Yes, a video I recorded on my phone, which explains the disease to people who don't know about it. It asks for donations too, but more importantly, its aim is to get some recognition for the condition. I've also done interviews on local radio, like this one, and for newspapers. A local TV station is planning to make a short documentary about my daily life soon, so I'm hoping that will really launch the campaign further.